Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 13. I am back. I took a little bit of a break, a little hiatus. I had a dissertation final papers to do for my dissertation. So, and hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. And I think when this comes out, it'll be just right before or after New Year's. So happy New Year to you. Today, we're going to talk about something that has been a process for me. We're going to talk about how to wear a turtleneck with curves. And this is based on the blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called How to Wear a Turtleneck with Curves. So I'm going to go ahead and link that in the show notes for you. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. Hey, so if you're like me, finding a place to eat is a project. Either, you know, I'm in downtown LA or Pasadena, I'm trying to figure out where can I eat and want to phone a friend, right? So infatuation is that friend. Infatuation helps you find the right restaurants for any situation. So I looked up finding a place for brunch. They had it. If I wanted to get a meal for under $10, they got that too. And you know, I'm on a budget, so I'm into that list. So infatuation has you covered for any situation. So if you ever needed a place to eat, but you don't want to go through all those reviews that are, they could be, you know, a little unreliable too, go ahead and hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let Infatuation do the work for you by sending them a text to 64560. Again, 64560. And so you can go ahead and talk to a real person that way that will respond to you and try to figure out the restaurant that's perfect for whatever you're trying to get into. So go ahead, check out theinfatuation.com or text the code 64560. So a long time ago, I was trying to wear turtlenecks. I would say this was like over 10 years ago, and I had bought one from the Limited, and I was in a relationship at the time, and the person was like, hey, you know what? You look too big in that. And I was like, what? And granted, I was smaller than I am now, but I was like, oh, okay. And of course, I listened, and I stopped wearing turtlenecks. And then I'd say it was about maybe 5 years ago, I started looking at different kind of like style books, the ones I've mentioned in the podcast, and was just looking at different styles and how you can wear things for your shape and that sort of thing. And turtlenecks, you know, emerged again as something to try out. So this time with turtlenecks, I was usually wearing them as like a layer. So imagine I had like a dress from like Banana Republic that's pretty basic, maybe a black little sweater dress that's sleeveless. And then I would put a gray turtleneck under. So that's kind of how I was wearing it. And then I had a blog post from 2 years ago that was about how to layer with curves with a turtleneck. And I'll link that one in the show notes for you too. So that's kind of where it stayed. I was always just kind of layering with it and feeling very rebellious in doing that after I had been told not to wear it. Okay, now this year I have just been feeling even more rebellious and more comfortable. And so I just went and started wearing a turtleneck as a top and pairing it with different things. And that's what the last blog post is about, wearing a turtleneck with curves. I just have a few outfits that I put together with the basic black turtleneck, and I also have a gray turtleneck. All right, so let's get into the blog post about wearing a turtleneck with curves. So what I've noticed, the more I get comfortable with myself and just kind of figure out fit for different pieces, I am more comfortable wearing more fitted tops than I was in the past. And I think this turtleneck is kind of part of that. I've talked about this before. If you go to episode 7, how I started shopping for my size, you'll kind of hear more about how I just got more comfortable with buying the size, whatever it would be, that would be the right fit for me. And I think so this is part of that larger conversation about just trying to find the right fit for yourself, and then that kind of opens up more items and pieces that you can wear. So a turtleneck was one of those on the don't list. You have those, some of those things that are like on the don't, like do not wear that until this year. And so far, it's been one of my favorite basics. I've worn my black turtleneck, I'd say at least like 6 times, and for different situations. I've worn it for the weekend, I've worn it for work, you know, with a cute little skirt in different ways, layering on its own. So I think if you have it, you know, the fit is right and you're wearing it the right way, it can be a really chic piece to have, and it's just a real versatile basic to have in your closet. So I know legit that a turtleneck can fit wrong and look really bad. So what I did is I rounded up 3 tips for finding the right turtleneck, the fit that'll work for you. And it's basically the tips are the things I look for when I'm trying to find a turtleneck or in one of these like fitted basics. All right, tip number one, and you know I'm all about tips, right? Okay, so tip number one is stretch. I think stretch is really important because you want it to be something that can move with you, and that'll skim your body and, you know, just kind of not be too stiff, so that you can have the versatility of wearing it on its own or layering it under something if you want to do that. Tip number two is fit. So if you notice, a lot of these tips are similar, just a little bit of a tweak for the different pieces. But fit, I think, is just one consistently. That's what I'm looking for, is making sure the fit is right. And that means I'm not going to be focused on the tag, the size on the tag. If it's going to be an XXL, that's fine. If it's an L, whatever. Just as long as it fits right. Because again, no one can see the tag. They can see if it fits, the fit is off though, right? So I make sure that I'm getting a fit that just skims my body and it's not too loose and not too tight. For me, in terms of the brands that have the most reliable basics for a turtleneck, it's been Old Navy. The black one I'm wearing in this blog post, how to wear a turtleneck with curves, and mixitupwithcurves.com, is the black one is from Old Navy. It's a size large, and that one fits really well. I actually got that last year, and so I've had it for a while, and it's held up. And then the other one that I like is from Banana Republic. It's a gray one. I just got it when they had like their Black Friday sale. So with them, I feel like their basics are pretty reliable. I mean, they're actually the same company. But anyway, so I would just try to make sure you invest in some good basics so that they'll be able to last you a long time. And for that Banana Republic turtleneck, the gray one, the size for that one is a large. Tip three for wearing a turtleneck with curves is opt for basic colors. So I'm all about prints and all that kind of stuff, but I think if you're just starting out with the turtleneck, going with the basic color is your best bet, because it'll be more of a versatile piece that you can just kind of add in with your other prints and styles. So I started out just with the gray and a black, and now have my eye on a red one that I'm going to try, and I might do stripes. I've done stripes in the past, but I feel like that's a little tricky, but if the fit's right, then it can work. So I just want to take a minute and talk about the different outfits that are on the blog post, how to wear a turtleneck with curves. I have like about 3 or 4 different outfits with different 2 different turtlenecks. So we'll talk about the black one. What I did first is I had some fitted, you know, black pants and just wore the black turtleneck with a kind of camel color pea coat that I got from Old Navy. So just really basic, you know, look with some black heels and then just a little purse with a gold chain. The next look with the black turtleneck is, I don't know if you remember, I had this white tulle skirt that I got when I went thrifting. Love that skirt. So I wore it again, and this time I just paired it up with the black turtleneck, a black belt with a gold buckle from Target, and then my heels, black heels, simple black heels are from Target. And so I wore it like that, and that looked pretty pretty snazzy. And then I added a red beret that I got from H&M. And I'll have another episode where I talk about me and hats and my big head and hair and issues like that. But I feel like it's just a nice little chic outfit. Really, really fun having that tulle skirt added to a really just basic piece. Then I remixed the black turtleneck again. And this time I had it with the black turtleneck, the tulle skirt, the black belt with the gold buckle, and the black heels. And then I just put the pea coat on and took off the beret. And so the original intent of my blog in the first place was to mix up pieces in different ways because that's how you can maximize your wardrobe, being on a budget. So that's a different look that's there on the blog for you. All right. And then the other outfit, I was going to say the fourth outfit, but it's not. It's the first outfit with the gray turtleneck. Is pretty much the rest of it is from Target. The gray turtleneck, like I said before, is from Banana Republic. And I just paired it with same black belt with the gold buckle, but this time I have this midi skirt that is just so fun. It's blue with black polka dots. It's from my favorite Who What Wear. Super super cute. And I have these like fun little sparkly heels that are from Old Navy that I'm wearing, and I like that they're a little lower, because I trip a lot. I don't know. I just have issues with gravity, I guess. Anyway, so you'll see that outfit on the blog as well. All right, so what I did then, just to kind of wrap up, is I paired the black and the gray turtleneck with fuller pieces. If I did go with the fitted piece, like the pants, I made sure it had a lot of stretch in it and then added a coat. So those skirts, the tulle sk sk skirt, the tulle skirt, is a full style skirt. So I think going with like an A-line or a full skirt is the way to go if you have curves with the turtleneck, so you have that balance. And then I added a belt also just to have a little more structure. And go check out that blue with polka dots skirt from Who What Wear. It's so fun, so cute. It's in stores right now. It just came out. And then if you're wondering when you go to the blog post, why I have a wreath, I was using this as like last minute holiday content, just really last minute. I think I like went to Trader Joe's that morning with my sister. Then I'm like, hey, let's take a picture with this. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com, and I'm going to link the blog post that this episode is based on, wearing a turtleneck with curves. It's going to be in the show notes for you. There you can see all of the outfits I talked about, that I'm mixing up that black turtleneck from Old Navy with the pea coat and the black pants, the tulle skirt and the beret. And then you can also see the outfit with the gray turtleneck from Banana Republic with the midi skirt that's blue with the black polka dots. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to hear more of. And go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can support the development of content that is meaningful for you. And you can find me at Instagram, always there. My handle is Mixed Up With Curves. If you want to find me, go ahead. If you don't, that's okay. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.